Newmarket's real estate market is considered balanced in supply and demand, according to a new report from Zucasa. However, the report also found that the average home price is over $1 million. The report looked at sales and new listing data from October for 24 markets throughout Ontario, including Newmarket, Aurora, Vaughan, Markham and Richmond Hill. The number of sales in each market was divided by the number of new listings to find a ratio representing supply and demand in each area. A ratio below 40% is considered a buyer's market with supply outweighing demand, between 40 and 60% is a balanced market with equal supply and demand, and above 60% is a seller's market where demand outweighs supply. Newmarket's ratio is at 58%, making it a balanced market. This is a departure from the same time last year, when Newmarket was considered a seller's market with a ratio of 78%. Across Canada, housing prices have dropped since the Bank of Canada hiked interest rates, Zucasa said. Despite the decline, the average house price in October in Newmarket was still over $1 million, at $1,124,974. Compared to other municipalities in York Region, this is the lowest average price, and all the ones included in the ranking are considered balanced markets. Zucasa found that Vaughan has an average price of $1,251,465 and a sales-to-new listing ratio of 48%. Markham's average price is $1,282,561 with a 55% ratio. In Richmond Hill, the average price is $1,317,247 and the ratio is 51%. Finally, Aurora has an average house price of $1,363,412 with a 53% ratio. The report found overall that all the markets in the Greater Toronto Area were balanced last month, but sellers were still favored in Guelph, Sault Ste. Marie, Thunder Bay, North Bay and Sudbury. The only buyer's market is in Niagara Falls. The vast majority being balanced markets indicates a stalemate, Zucasa said, between sellers and buyers with interest rate hikes impacting financial decisions.